that someday I'd say goodbye to you. 'Cause one right can still make two wrong. Not for each other, not from the start. The difference was day and night. My finest hour spent here with you in the dark was just before I saw the light. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, who find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. For someone who's looking for me. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one. Then I won't be walking away.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening and welcome from Assumption Gymnasium, where we've got non-conference girls basketball action for you this evening as the Assumption Royals, ranked number one in Division 5, take on the Warriors of Neillsville. They're ranked number 10 in Division 4. Hi, everybody. My name is Randy Paul. Michael Comer alongside tonight. Seth Abiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast, and we are glad that you are joining us. What a night of sports here, as you can be watching Michigan-Washington on television, national championship for the college football world, and you can be listening to us as we've got kind of a national championship kind of game here tonight. We think it might be about the first time in about 8 years since the Royals have been able to top the Warriors. Last year they fell by the final of 35-22, and let's bring in the Hall of Famer Michael Comer. And Michael, got you on the other side of the mic tonight. What are you expecting in this ballgame?
Well, I think you got it wrong. It's a Hall of Shamer. Oh, that would be me.
I get those vowels and consonants messed up.
Vowels, consonants, whatever it is. sounds like we got to figure that one out off air. But honestly, this is going to be a good one. I know I say that it's going to be a good one quite frequently, but no, this one is going to be a good one. You've got two top 10 teams. This is probably Assumption's biggest test of the year to this point. And this could be Neillsville's biggest test as well. I haven't had a chance to do too much homework. I've been trying to rest up after that massacre in Green Bay last night.
That was
beautiful. I'm excited for this one. This is always a fun one, and I'm trying to even rattle the cobwebs out of the old files here of when the last time Assumption beat them. Like you said, we're thinking at least 8 years. I'm trying to think of what I used to write for the Rapids newspaper. I know I did some of these games, And I'm pretty sure there's Assumption win back when Joe Berkhauser was coach. But I've got to dig through and try to find it.
Nielsville's had a couple of losses this year. They fell to McDonald Central on November 16th. Yeah, they're ranked number 2 in Division 4, and they're 13-0 as of this point, and they only lost by 7, 59-52. Paris Opelt, the 1,000-point scorer, she was held to 8 points in that ball game. The other loss came on December 11th at home to Fall Creek. They're ranked number 5 in Division 4. They fell by 3, 36-33. Opelt had 16 points in that ballgame. Only 3 other Warriors scored that night. And they actually led by 9 at the break, 27-18, but were outscored 6-18 in the second half.
Yeah, the big thing is with any team, when you have an outstanding player like Opelt, stop her and make other people beat you. And that could be the same thing for Assumption. You stop Sarah Shaw, okay, now someone else better be us. And the thing is, Jordan Jaglinski could do it. Addie Voller could do it. Anna Schooley could do it. I know that I'm more versed in what Assumption could do. Who knows what Nielsville's going to do? Obviously, they're doing something right because they're ranked 10. They've only got those 2 losses.
So I had a chance to talk to Coach Ryan Klein about this contest, and we'll let you give a listen to that right after we take this 30-second timeout, Seth. We're back with more right after this.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Good 2024 for you so far. I see you picked up another win here in the new year, and 11-0 going into this contest. Got to be pleased with that.
Yeah. I mean, we're still figuring some things out here. We lost a big senior last year in 2023, and we're trying to move forward from that. She's been a big part of everything we're doing moving forward. Still not going to be able to be on the floor, but we're adjusting and learning.
I think I noticed she was like your leading assist girl for you on the team, but you still got some talent surrounding the rest of the team.
Yeah, talking about Kendall, the senior that we lost, she's been inbounding the ball for us for the past 4 years, so that was the first thing we had to figure out was who the heck is going to throw the thing in.
You guys had a W last week as you took care of Rib Lake. It looks like you had a good second half as you outscored them 45-12.
Yeah, I think defensively, you know, we kind of hang our hats on our defense, but in the first half there, it was our first game in a long time and first live action and didn't really get into the ball. And Rib Lake, you know, they came prepared and played a nice first half against us. And then, the girls turned it up in the second half and took care of business.
That's nice also to see you had 4 girls in double digits.
Yeah, we've been pretty balanced all year long, so we've got a lot of girls that can put up between 10 and 20 points on any given night. So we're going to need a lot of production out of all of them tonight.
We take a look at Nielsville, and they're tied for 10th in Division 4. They come in with a record of 10-2, and those 2 losses were to some pretty good competition.
Yeah, they're a program that's always going to be tough to defeat. I mean, they're competitive from the tip. Their girls play the right way. You know, they do all the little things that you know, basketball people do, the boxing out, the communicating. They're really engaged, and from a young age, they play a lot of ball together, and it's always a great test.
I saw just a bit of video on them, and I saw they're playing 2-3 zone. I don't know if that's something that they regularly do or if they switch it up.
Yeah, that's something we've seen for a long time, and our girls, I think, are prepared. It's not like they're going to be surprised by anything out there. It's just a matter of being able to have the toughness to go finish through some contact and being contested on almost everything. So, not all the baskets you score in this game are going to be given to you. You got to go earn them, so we're going to have to earn some buckets tonight.
Speaking of making some buckets, Paris Opelt has had herself a pretty nice career.
Yeah, she's going to be a tall order tonight. I think she's got really a range that we haven't seen a lot of, so she's not afraid to shoot it from a long ways out there, and she's got enough size where if she is inside and we try to put someone smaller on her, that'll give us fits too. So she's going to be a chore to take care of.
Are they going to be someone that you can pressure in the backcourt?
It'll be interesting to see. I don't think at the guard position they're as strong as they were last year. I know last year they had some guards that just made our pressure look silly. So I'm hoping this year that, you know, maybe we can take advantage of that and get some easy buckets in transition. But we'll have to see.
Well, you had that one game against Rib Lake coming out of the Christmas break, and now you got yourself quite a week, not only with Neillsville tonight, but on Thursday you got Newman Catholic, and then Friday Aquinas. That's a handful.
Yeah, and the girls have to take their final exams Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. So, I don't know. The girls, they'll be fine. You know, they work hard, and they're not afraid of a challenge. So, I don't think they put any undue pressure on themselves. They just go out there and do their best.
Well, Coach, we surely appreciate the time. Again, Happy New Year and best of luck.
Thank you, Randy.
That's Coach Ryan Klein of the Assumption Royals. As we step out, we're just moments away from the tip of tonight's game. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Back here at Assumption High School, as we've had the invocation as well as the national anthem, and now they're introducing the starting lineups. Let's do the same for the Warriors under the leadership of John Geyer. They will start at one guard, Gracie Shane Garth, a 5'2" junior. The second guard is Maddie Davo, 5'7" and a freshman. The forward is Sydney Subke, a 5'10" junior. Playing wing is Jessica Kuhn, a 5'8" sophomore. And the senior, the middle, the guard, the wing, she's all over the court. She's got about 1,200 points under her belt in her career. Paris Opelt, 5'11", and a senior. For Ryan Klein's Assumption Royals, they will start a four-guard offense starting at 5'7" junior Claire Nelson, who's filling in for Kendall Dillman. Second guard is Sarah Shaw, 5'7" junior. The third junior is Addie Vollard, 5'6". And the sophomore guard is Jordan Jaglinski, 5'6" in height. Anna Schooley will wrap things up. She's a junior, and she goes at 6', and she is at the forward position. Looking forward to this ball game, much like people are looking forward to the national championship in the college football world, where Michigan went down, got a long run, and took the 7-point lead. And right now, Washington kicking a field goal, and it is good. 7-3, Michigan on the lead, and we are set to tip it off. Royals in their home whites, Neillsville Road Reds, and Royals will be going away from us per usual here in half number one. So Shane Gard, 5'7" against Schooley. That was kind of interesting. Just settled to get the first possession, I guess, on the jump ball. So the Royals, and on the left-hand side, that's the hands of Vollard. Go on top to Schooley. She tries to go against the zone of Neillsville. They'll switch it up a little bit. They go trap whenever they can on the top. They get it down low into the hands of Schooley and swing it around back on top. Right side. Nobody put up a shot yet. And the left side, Shaw. Tried to go to the baseline. Cut off there as a double team down low. Kick it right back out on top. And the Neillsville girls, appreciative of the tough defense by their teammates. Played already 40 seconds. Still not a shot taken in the ball game. Skip pass over the top. Get it to Vollert. She goes baseline. Puts up the shot. Partially blocked. Neillsville with the rebound in the hands of Subke. She had 27 points the other night in their victory over Colby.
Opelt now turned the edge and tries to hit chain guard in the corner. A little bit too hard on the pass to the right. Chain guard could not catch up with it. Turnover number one. So at least we've got a stat going so far.
Yeah, something. Got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. Let's see if we can get a three bomb now and get that first basket for the Royals. Sarah Shaw on the left wing. Get it down to Claire Nelson. Left elbow, jumper off the backboard. No. Rebound comes out long into the hands of Vollert, and the Royals will get it on. Nice inside carrier pass. That goes into the hands of Jordan Jaglinski, and she'll kiss it off the glass from the right side and get the first 2 points of the ball game. Royals will come some pressure. It'll be interesting to see, like Coach Klein said, whether they can pressure these guards in the backcourt.
Don't expect much of Jordan to go on the inside. She's usually a perimeter threat. So they caught them napping just a little bit and on the backside. She was cleared through the lane and up off the glass.
A little pressure, and Claire Nelson knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Nielsville basketball right in front of the Royals bench. And the inbounds goes to Dable. She has it poke checked away momentarily, but picked up by Opelt. She'll spin her way, trying to go down the paint. Knocked away by Sarah Shaw. Sarah regains possession, goes to the basket, puts it up, overlays it. Rebound into the hands of Opelt. And Nielsville coming the other way as the Royals will pick up man-to-man at half court now. Little handoff to Shane Garth. And Shane Garth will go out on top to Dable. She tries to dribble penetrate against Sarah Shaw. Sarah working hard. Opelt gets the catch. Eight-footer off the rim. No. Rebound, Claire Nelson. She'll leave it for Shaw. Up ahead, left-hand side to Vollert. Right side, three ball on the way for Claire. Boom! Royals 5-0, 15-25 in half number one, just underway. Dable goes back over to Opelt. Opelt, cross-court pass, right to left, all the way down to Kuhn. Jessica, they call her Jess, dribbles it to the free throw line to Shane Garth. Little ball fake. Royals really picking up the defensive pressure right now. Opelt stops at the free throw line, put up the jumper. No. Rebound, Claire Nelson. She has it poked away by Shane Garth. I guess we're going to call that a turnover because I think she had possession if we look at the replay. Had both feet down, took two steps, and held possession before she touched the ground. Wait, wrong sport, sorry. And Nielsville. Kuhn with it. He's about 25 feet away from the hoop. She's spinning against Claire Nelson. Claire working real hard defensively. And here's a spin move by Dable. She loses possession. Turnover number two now on Nielsville. Long pass up ahead. Schooley, 15-footer, a little bit long. Rebound into the hands of Dable of Nielsville. She'll bring it up with the left hand. Goes to the left wing. Crosses it over to the right hand. Handles the ball very efficiently. To the rack with the left hand. Finishes it. She is smooth. Maddie Dable, just a freshman. Lob underneath the Schooley, off the backboard. No, a rebound secured by Sydney Subke. Like we said, Subke had a big game the other night. I think she finished up with like 27 points against Colby. Close to a 10-second count on Shane Garth, and there it is. 5-second call and turnover. Oh, no, timeout before they got the 5 seconds.
Yep.
I thought I saw him point at his hand, but he said timeout. Wants a 30-second timeout, and that gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about Econ.
That's right. We want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor of high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since, say, 1970. They wouldn't be in business that long if they weren't doing a good job.
Econ Electric. Boy, it'll be interesting to see. We're supposed to have some weather moving in tonight. I believe they've already canceled schools. For tomorrow, and let's hope we don't have any power outages.
Right.
So, again, thank you to all of our fine sponsors for allowing us to always make those trips wherever it may be and bring you these broadcasts of high school sports, whether it's hockey, as we did last week Thursday, or girls or boys basketball, always a pleasure.
Definitely.
13:53 to go here in half number one. Royals up 5-2. It'll be Nielsville basketball as we come out of the TO, and there's Dable once again with that ball against Shaw. She'll leave it for Kuhn on the right wing. Get it downside to Opelt. Little fall away, 16-footer. That girl can score.
Yes, she can.
My goodness. Nice little fall away jump shot that hit nothing but twine, and it's 5-4 Royals. Vollert with it on top of the wheel. To Shaw on the right wing. Now Schooley at the right elbow. Rotate the perimeter, left side, Vollard three ball. Yeah! Couple of three bombs for the Royals, and they'll set up the full court pressure this time now. Let's see what Nielsville decides to do. Dable dribbles into a double team.
Turnover.
And it's taken away by Sarah Shaw, and then she got fouled on the floor.
Lopel.
No shot. And it'll go against Pierce. It'll be her first. 14-3.
Yep.
The blue leading the Huskies.
Joe Burkhouse with a big emphatic fist pump. He's a blue man. Not from the blue man group. He doesn't have that kind of rhythm, but.
Born in Michigan, as a matter of fact. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just thought he was a Bo Schembechler fan.
Oh, we'll forgive him.
Yeah, no one's perfect. There are Bear fans.
Really?
Not anymore.
No. Sarah Shaw, free throw line. Boom! Sarah Shaw has two. Royals lead is 10-4. Pressure in the backcourt against Opelt. She picks up her dribble. She's spinning around. Leaves it for Dable. Dable comes up into a dribble against Jay Glinski. She picks up her dribble. She's double-teamed. Royals get a hand on the ball. Opelt gets it, and a 10-second violation. And it's going to be turnover number three now on Nielsville. And it was like our conversation with Coach Klein. Would the pressure make a difference this year? Last year they had really good guards to handle that basketball. We'll find out. It's really early yet, but thus far the pressure has caused a couple of turnovers for Assumption.
Doing what they need to do defensively. It's going to be interesting to see what adjustments that Coach Geyer has, because, I mean, Coach Geyer, he knows the sport as well as anybody.
Jay Glinski, a high three that went halfway down and came up, but Sarah Shaw with the rebound. Bank it off. No. Schooley, put it back up. No, but she gets fouled. Boy, if that's going to be on Opel, it's going to be number two.
23.
Oh, maybe they just dyslexicized it. They called it on Subkey. That's going to be her first, team second, and a couple of free throws coming up for Anna. And the first one is no good, a little bit long. And our first substitution of the ball game, as in comes Emerson Ormond, a 5'6 sophomore. She and 5'2 Shane Garth. We'll see how they handle the pressure. Second one by Anna is good. And we've got another substitution coming in, and that's going to be Kaylee Lawrence, a 5'3 junior. So they're going small now.
Going for speed, I would assume.
We'll find out how well they handle the ball. Here's a pass up to half court. Slamming on the brakes at the top of the wheel. Dable, three ball on the way. That's going to be long. And rebound Claire Nelson up to Shaw. She'll take it up the court, up ahead to Vollert. She'll leave it for Shaw. Seven-footer on the left side. Comes up a little bit short. And the rebound to Lawrence. 11-4 Royals as we approach the 12-minute mark of half number one. Dable going against Shaw. She'll leave it for Lawrence. Look to double-team her, then she lobs it up high. Nice catch by Dable to avoid a turnover. Pass it to Opelt, turn around, eight-footer, got it again.
She's got such a smooth shot.
Oh,
man.
She really does. She's just got that gooseneck on the wrist that you try to teach. She's got it perfect. Down low, Schooley, triple-team, and she got hit on the arm as they reached in. Turn around to get the ball away, and we're going to get Kuhn back in for Nielsville.
24. Ormond.
Her first, team's third. It was on the floor, so no shot. Jay Glinski will inbound it. Normally Dillman, but of course, her season is done.
It's really too bad. Heck of a soccer player, too.
Inside, Schooley, did she walk? Yep.
Yep.
Just split the double team without dribbling, and she knew if she would put it on the floor, it was going to get poked away. So she was kind of hoping she could sneak through. But
nothing ventured, nothing gained. I mean, sometimes they call that the old Euro step. And, I mean, watch the NBA. They can take 10 steps without a dribble, and it's okay. It's fine.
That's right. People didn't come to watch them call traveling, did they?
No. I wish they would.
Here's Lawrence just inside the arc over to Dable. She is quick, isn't she?
Yes.
There's Opelt. There's that little jumper. This time she's a little bit wide to the right from the baseline. Reaches in against Sarah Shaw. Sarah loses it momentarily, but she regains it. And the Royals are in half court. Ballard, right side. Jay Glinski thought about the three, but some length against her that time, popping out with the help, was Subkey. And so they'll rotate the perimeter instead. Now the pass not quite high enough from Schooley. Picked off by Opel to Lawrence. Off the glass, no. Rebound Schooley. Nice job by Anna. And we go the other way. And stepping out of bounds.
They're calling foul first.
Ooh. They say Addy couldn't keep it, but they're going to say
Subkey, I think.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, she clearly touched the ball with 1 foot way out of bounds, but the foul happened before it, so that's why Assumption keeps the ball. Four fouls for Nielsville so far. None for the Royals. It's going the way Coach Klein would like it, I suppose.
So the Royals will trigger the inbound. I don't remember ever seeing that pop up before, so I asked. There's
nope.
Riley Sablaski, and they said that she cleared out with the left arm as she snuck in during that little break, and she's going to pick up her first personal. That's first on the Royals here tonight.
Oh, I just had to go and say something, so that's what happened.
That's all that works,
no,
right?
That, don't worry about that. Worry about it off air.
Okay.
When we're done.
When new things pop up on the computer, always concerns me. There's that long cross court kitty corner pass. Oh, and it goes right through the hands of the Warriors as Ormond couldn't hang on to it. Turnover number four as Schooley back in the ball game, giving Claire Nelson a breather. Claire, nice start to the ball game. I think we said the same thing last time we were here when they took on Stratford. So the Royals lead 11-6, 10.5 minutes remaining in this first half of play. Top of the key, watch that 5 second count. Very close.
Very, very,
she kept
very
dribbling.
Close.
Now, he'll go right back out to Bollard for three. Banked it home! She's got a couple of three bombs behind her name. And the Royals' lead now grows to 8. There's a pass to half court. Spinning around and getting it on the left wing into the hands of Ormond. Top of the wheel. And this is Opelt. Right side, Lawrence. Stops her dribble, goes back over to Opelt, goes to the right elbow. There's that silky smooth jumper quite stay. Sarah Shaw comes out of nowhere, comes flying by, grabs the rebound, heads it up the right side of the gymnasium. She'll now leave it for Vollert. Pass over the top. Jay Glinski going to let a three-bomb go. Yes! Jordan Jay Glinski now with 5 points, and it's 17-6. Royals on top.
Should be interesting to note, in the game last year, Assumption was leading through most of it as well, and it was on the eve of a great big snowstorm as well.
Here's a three-bomb on the way for Opelt, and there's your answer. Paris now with 7 points of the 9 for the Warriors, as that was a three-ball. 17-9 Assumption, still up by 8. Stablaski gets it down low, goes back on top to Schooley. Anna with the ball above her head. Long, tough pass under the basket. Nice catch and finish. Down low by Sarah Shaw. Great assist. Timeout going to be taken. 30 for the Royals. Let's step out for 30 as well. You're listening to Assumption Basketball, WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Kind of miss the Christmas music.
I do too. You know, I mean, the bumper music's always pretty good on.
Oh, absolutely.
There's some really good ones going.
Absolutely. Just Christmas went too fast.
It did. But this is my. I was dreaming of a brown Christmas, and we got it. So.
Yep. Well, I hope you enjoyed the brown grass out there tonight, because we won't see it till April.
That's right.
Nielsville, three-bomb on the way, way too long. And the rebound, Schooley. She tried to pass it over Dable. It popped up in the air, and she got it back. Goes to Jay Glinski on the baseline. They leave her alone. Stublaski, turnaround, eight-footer, no. Rebound grabbed out of there by Vollard. She gets it blocked out of bounds. It'll be Royals basketball, 8:32 to go. That's a quick little exchange. By the way, if you're not watching, Michigan 14, Washington 3. I believe the Wolverines are in the red zone.
Yeah, there's that big old trophy right there.
Stublaski, top of the wheel for the Royals, over to Jay Glinski. They tried to set a screen for her so she could get off a three, but Lawrence was able to fight through that pick. Now they go on the baseline. Almost a charge there by Sarah Shaw. Ballard will skip it across. Now Jay Glinski is going to fire a three-bomb. A little bit short, and the rebound is secured by Kuhn. Nielsville with it. Dable
Bring it straight up the court. Crosses the timeline. Slams on the brakes. Goes left side. Ball into the hands of Walk. She's in the game for the first time. She runs right into Stublaski, so she'll stop. Leave it for Opelt. Left-hand side. And down into the hands of Orman. And they rotate the perimeter. Opelt drives baseline, stops, four-footer, rattles out again.
She can't get any luck so far. I mean, she's got almost all the points of the Warriors, but she just can't get any breaks with that roll or a rattle out.
Sarah Shaw takes it to baseline, goes up, puts it up, no, gets her own rebound, no, and now the rebound by Kooten. Yeah, every time she's hit the rim, it's rattled out. If it's a splash, it's not a problem
right.
for Opelt.
Right.
And speaking of Miss Opelt, she's got a three ball on the way, and that's good. There was a splash. We could actually hear the net go, poof, something like that. And now Opelt gets the steal. She'll take it to the rack. She'll put it up and put it in. She has got herself 12 points out of the 14 for the Warriors. Now they're going to do a little double teaming in the backcourt, and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Klein. And he looks at the girls and says, that's not how we break the press. We better take a 30 timeout.
He's got a full, I think.
He's going to switch it to a full?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of action coming up. Of course, tomorrow school's been canceled. However, the Great Guard show moves on, as that'll be on WFHR at 6:05 from Learfield Field Sports. On Wednesday, the Badgers are going to be at the Ohio State University. Badgers on a nice little tear right now. They had a good offensive game the other night against Nebraska. What they put up, like 88 points?
Oh, they put up more points than they've put up in a long time.
I think they had 55% from the field. They shot 13.
You better win your games then.
Yeah, shot 13 of 26 from beyond the arc. Good to see Connor Seagen get 4 3 bombs, and he's been struggling with getting some playing time, but he played a little better defensively, so he got a little more PT and hit a few shots. So
I unfortunately didn't see much of that game. I was at the Charlie Martin invite, the gymnastics meet at Lincoln High School, and that was going on about the same time. And right when that got done, well, that's right when basketball was over. So I'm like, well, that stinks. I missed that, but it was good gymnastics. Rapids took third as a team, one medalist. So
yeah,
did it good.
Absolutely. And then on Thursday of this week, we got more high school basketball for you here on WIRI as Michael head over to Pittsville as the Port Edwards Blackhawks will be taking on the Panthers, and that game will be probably starting about 6:50 or so.
Something like that, yeah.
Always depends on length of JV games and things like that, but we'll do our best to get that one going just a little bit before 7 o'clock. So we're coming back out of the TO, 7 minutes to go here in half number one. Sarah Shaw in a little give and go, and then she lost possession of it. And here come the Warriors. Dable with it. She comes to the left elbow. Stops. Goes to Opelt. They look to double-team her. She spins away from the pressure. Now back on top to Dable. She's going to turn it. Stop at the free throw line. Put up the shot. That one rattles out. And the rebound through the hands of Schooley to Sarah Shaw. And then Sarah throws it away as it's stolen there by Locke. And Nielsville's going to reload the offense on top of the wheel. To Opelt, looking for a backdoor cut, not available. Dable has it on the left side again. Walk will dribble it with the right hand from the left side towards the top, almost drags a pivot foot, and she goes over to Dable once again. There's Opelt, turnaround jumper, hit the rim, didn't go. Rebound to Kuhn, but she walked. Good call. Just to get away from the pressure, she dragged the pivot foot that time. Turnover number 5 for them. Royals have 6, and it's 6:09 to go. Half number one, 19-14. And they're coming with a 2-2-1 full court pressure now, looking to trap when they pick up the ball. Claire Nelson on the little give and go. Go on the right side, Jay Glinski back over to Schooley. Schooley's on the right wing, about 5 feet beyond the arc. Rotate it left side, ball above the head. Addie Vollert tried to get it over the top of Opelt, and she knocked it out of bounds. We'll keep it on the far end with 5:52 to go, and the Royals leading it by 5.
Very, very physical game, too. There's been a lot of bumping down low and not a lot of fouls for it. So
letting them play.
Yeah, like seeing that.
Jake Linsky on the inbounds, Claire Nelson, and reaching over the top was Miss Walk. That's Layla Walk, a 5'3 freshman with her first personal, team's 5th. So Jordan will try it again. Left side of the hoop from our vantage point. And does so to Vollert. She's picked up by Opelt, goes around right side, Nelson. Sarah Shaw's behind the arc on the right baseline. Inside to Schooley, little handoff to her. Sarah lay it up too hard. Sarah wishes she had that one back. I think she thought she might get a little bit of pressure, but they let her go by, and when she flew by, she got just a skosh hard off the backboard, and now here come the Warriors once again. Kuhn underneath, had it knocked off her leg by Vollert, and that's going to be turnover number 6 on the Warriors, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Miss Walk.
Schoenegard for Walk.
Did they say 12, I believe?
Yep.
Going to be second on Layla, the freshman.
They were both in there on the play. I wasn't sure which one they was going to go on.
Going to get another substitute for Layla. She'll take the seat and be replaced by Miss Ormond. While Michigan goes for a field goal to extend their lead to 14. And the kick is good. 17-3 in the national championship game. Also taking place right now. So the Royals back on the offensive end. Schooley gets picked up there. Three ball on the outside. Jay Glinski can't get it to go. Rebound on the floor is Vollert. We're going to get a jump ball. And the possession arrow should be in favor of Nielsville after they let the Royals have the opening tip. Exactly 5 minutes to go in half number one, 19-14 Royals.
Yeah, with the, right about the nine-minute mark into the first half. 19-9 advantage for the Royals, but that's changed just a little bit. 5-0 run here for the last 5 minutes by Nielsville.
Opelt trying to make it a 8-0 run, and she does with another three ball. She has 15 of the 17 points, and oh, Paris went for the steal and runs right into the scorer's table. And we had the possession arrow flying. We had almost had coach flying over there.
Yeah. Football coach Jeff Sullivan just learned what it's like to get tackled here.
He held his ground, though.
Yep, you did. You did.
Kept the ship safe. Here come the Royals now after they almost turn over. Jay Glinski for three. That's wide to the left, and the rebound hustled down by Shane Garth. She's going to come flying up the court. Crosses the three-point arc. And then Sarah Shaw with those quick hands reaches in. Look out from behind. Crossing it over is Vollert. She tries to put up a shot. Gets it blocked. And then dribbling it out of bounds, they'll say Sarah Shaw. So let's go with the turnover both ways in that last 12 seconds of play. Still 19 for the Royals. And they've given up 10 points, right? It was 19-7 or was it 19-9?
19-9.
Okay, so 8 points, right?
Yep. Yeah.
4:08. Speaking of eight, there's Opelt. She can give the team their first. Oh, nice look underneath.
Nice.
Backdoor cut by Ormond, and she gets her first two. She's only the third player to score so far for the Warriors. And now a pass from Schooley as she tries to get it back out to the top of the wheel. Dable with the interception. Jumper, long, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Shane Garth.
That was a big shot right there, and with a 19-19 game, this is the first time the Royals haven't been in a lead so far in this contest. So, be interesting to see how they settle back in and get their offense re-sparked.
Stu Blaski checking back into the ball game. She will replace Vollert. Jay Glinski almost loses it. Now she does. It's poked away from behind and almost a reach in by Shaw. Opelt picks up her dribble to Shane Garth. Subkey, the dribble, goes to the baseline. Dable around to Shane Garth. Opelt in the corner. Finds a cutting Subkey who can't get it to go. Ormond with the rebound. Back over to Dable. Jumper, that's too long. And finally, Riley Subaski said, that's enough of this. And she just tears it down and gets it to Shaw. Shaw up ahead on the right-hand side. That's Jay Glinski with it. Down to Stolaski. Put it up. Bank it home. That a girl, Riley. And the Royals get the lead back at 21-19. Five ticks under 3 minutes to go. Sarah Shaw with the steal as Dable tries to go over the top of her. Can't finish it again at the rim, but gets her own rebound. Feeds it underneath to Claire Nelson on top Schooley. She's going to let it fly from way downtown. Goal! Anna Schooley, her first basket of the ball game. It's a three bomb. Royals back on top by 5. Dable rotate the perimeter. Opelt, three ball on the way. Halfway down, it wouldn't go, and Shane Garth able to save it into the hands of Subke. Back over to Opelt, ball above her head. Now on the hip in triple threat position. She'll cross over that dribble, leave it in the baseline to Shane Garth, and they reload the offense back on top. 2:10 to go here, half number one. Paris Opelt with it. Dribbles it inside the arc and throws it back outside the arc on the baseline to Shangar. She stops just inside the arc. Long two. That's no good. Long rebound secured by Ormond. And again, the Warriors will reload. Paris Ormond over to...
Nice move.
Opelt. She'll take it to the rack and she will finish it. She now has fourth two balls and three three balls. And she has all but 4 points of the 21. So that would be about 17.
Heck of a player, man.
1:30 to go. Half one. 24-21 Royals. They have the ball. Claire Nelson going against a little 1-3-1 zone right now. So they have to split the top and they're going to get Jay Glinski on the bottom of the left side. Sarah Shaw. Testu Blaski on the left elbow. She dribbles it to the baseline. Opelt looks for the opening and almost got the steal. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball. And possession arrow in favor of the Royals. As Eddie Ballard getting set to check back in. The 5'6 junior will replace Sarah Shaw. I think Sarah's a little bit upset with herself. She's had some good looks. They just haven't gone for her tonight.
Just got to stick with it. Shooters go through slumps. I mean, that's just the way it is. Good hitters go through slumps. You're going to get through it. Just keep shooting the ball.
So the inbound by the Royals into the backcourt to Claire Nelson. Ballard has it on the right side. Shane Garth on her. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Spins around. Goes to the right hand. Now back to the left. Over the top to Claire Nelson. Stublaski on the right side. She'll dribble it with the right hand. Go to the baseline. Tries to feed it over to Schooley. And it's quickly taken away by Walk, and it's turnover number 10 on the Royals unofficially with 40 seconds to go. 3-point lead for the Royals. Shane Garth picked up by Vollert. Opelt back over to Shane Garth. Kuhn in the corner. Dribble it left against Dublaski. Now come back to the right. Little teardrop runner, and they're going to call a blocking foul and two shots up and coming. And that's going to go against Riley.
That's tough. That's a tough call. I mean, if she keeps her feet planted, I don't think she gets called. And Assumption comes away with a rebound. But unfortunately, that just wasn't meant to be on that particular play.
So these will be the first free throws of the ball game for the Warriors. And the first one's on the way for Jess Kuhn, and it comes up short. Sarah Shaw will replace Riley because Riley's got two fouls. So good move by Coach Klein to make sure she doesn't get her third here in the final 26.3.
And if you're the Royals, you play for one shot, by my estimation.
Kuhn with a couple of dribbles. Free throw's on the way. This one's going to be short as well. And the ball's on the floor. We're going to get a tie-up, and the possession arrow now going to be in favor of Nielsville. So now they can play for one shot. Trailing it by three, and they'll have it right below Michael to inbound it. Here in half number one. Opelt's open on the top of the wheel. She dribbles it once with the left hand, picks up that dribble. Leaves it on the left baseline to Walk. She comes down the lane, throws up a wild shot, and it's going to remain Nielsville basketball. Coach Geyer is going to quickly substitute in Subkey as well as Davel. Yep.
I do believe that was the right call. I do believe it was last touch by the Royals.
And, well, the other thing was they don't want to bail her out either. No. You know, she kind of put up a wild shot. So.
Right, right.
Subkey will do the inbounding. Got that off with about three. Now the ball goes off the hands of Shane Garth. Ball's loose on the floor and picked up by Opelt with 9 seconds to go. Davel has it going against Sarah Shaw. She looked at the clock with 6 seconds to go. Kuhn in the corner. Will she get a shot off to the top of the wheel? Davel at the buzzer. Comes up short, and we've come to the end of half number one. Good half it was from Assumption High School as the Royals lead it by the score of 24-21. We'll take a couple of minute timeout. Maybe we'll even let Seth play us a little country tune or two, and we'll be back with some of those individual and team statistics as we step out. You're listening to Assumption Royal Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
There was only me and her and him. The bar was giving last call, so I thought I'd move on in. And I was slick and feeling like a man, so I took the stool between them, ordered one more round for me and her and him. Placed my arm across the back of her bar stool. I don't remember what I said, but at the time it sounded cool. She pushed her drink away and never looked at me. She just paid the tab, tipped the man, and left me sitting there alone with him. Said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and there's noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. Well, he pushed his old straw hat back and he grinned. And he said, ain't they all a mystery? Sonny, it's a sin. But they're all sitting on the world we're trying to win. Oh, but you know I love a mystery. So let's drink another round to you and me. And then said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. I love all the girls and the women and the ladies. Said there's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and noes and there's maybes.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Cars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, lost and wasted life. Paint the scars of all that's left of me. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Time here from Assumption High School as the Royals lead it 24-21. Got a good one going for you here tonight. We're going to have another good one for you on Thursday as Michael makes the trek over to Pittsville as the Port Edwards boys Blackhawks will be taking on the Panthers. Airtime at about 6:50 on that one. Right now we've got about 90 seconds to go before we start half number two. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for John Geyer's Neillsville Warriors, ranked 10th in Division 4. Matty Davel with 2. Emerson Ormond with 2. That's it. Outside of Paris Opelt, who has 17. Thus the 21 points. Two free throws were shot by Jessica Kuhn. She missed them both. And they turned it over 8 times. For the Assumption Royals, a little bit more balance going on right there. Claire Nelson has 3 points and 2 for Riley Stublaski. After that, leading scorer is Addie Bollert with 6, 5 for Jordan Jake Linsky, and 4 apiece for Sarah Shaw and Anna Schooley. And as we talked about in the first half, I think Sarah's just kicking herself a little bit, had some good looks, maybe thinking that she might get a little body work as she went inside or some of those long arms, but
yeah,
maybe just overlaid it, anticipating something. But thus far, she has ended up with 4 points, and I expect her to pick it up a little bit scoring-wise in the second half. You know, I see Ari Cavanaugh's coming out with some water. She got a little bit dinged up in that JV game, so we haven't seen her yet here in the varsity contest. Speaking of the JV game, Assumption fell to Neillsville 52-22, so it looks like the Warriors got some more talent coming up here in the near future.
When don't they have talent?
Good
Neillsville
point.
Is always a top-notch program. Talent, they work hard, they play hard. As I said, Coach Geyer is a very good coach. Very nice man.
He is.
He knows the sport. I mean, you got to know the sport at this, you know, doing this level, athletics here, the high school level. And, I mean, it's always fun to watch the chess game here between Ryan, because Ryan's a little more laid-back approach, unless things – kids aren't executing the way they should, but otherwise Ryan's really back, sits back, and all right, time out, all right, okay, now we'll talk. Whereas Coach Geyer's usually pacing up, a little more animated, a little more vocal in things, so it's a nice chess match, really.
So the Royals will be coming towards us here in half number two, and they will have the first possession of the second half. If they get it to Schooley on the right elbow, they poke it away from her from behind. We're going to almost got a tie-up that time between Claire Nelson and Opelt, but they let him play on, and Opelt rips it away, and just like that, it's turnover number 11 on the Royals. The Royals look like they're going to come out in a 2-3 zone. They wanted a double dribble there, but we play on Opelt with that little turnaround J. No. More to Claire Nelson. She'll leave it for Sarah Shaw. She brings it up the left side of the court. Over to Schooley. Turnaround. Got a little bit of a hand on the ball that time by Opelt, and the rebound grab by Davis.
I was actually really surprised they didn't get her for a double dribble on that.
Yeah, I think one of those. I've had that happen refereeing where you got this whistle in your mouth and you go, that's a double dribble, and now it's too late.
Yep.
It just sometimes happens.
You got to react. You can't think.
Yep. Minute gone by here in half number two. Still 24-21. As a Coon fires up a long two, doesn't go. Opelt as gets knocked to the floor as Schooley, and it went over the back to get that rebound. Jaglinski for three.
Yes!
Jordan's second three bomb of the night. She now has 8 points. And the lead is six for Assumption. Pass it right to Claire Nelson. Bounce it up ahead. Bollard with the left hand for two. And the Royals' lead is suddenly back up to eight. Opelt catches it in the backcourt. She gets double teamed. She pivots away over to Subkey. Right hand side, Shane Garth. And they reload the offense. 16-18 to go. 29-21 Royals with the lead. Subkey dribbling it towards the top of the wheel. Stops and goes right side to Opelt. She'll spin it. Double teamed. Has to go back on top to Subkey. Subkey down the lane. Stops. Has it partially blocked. Ball's loose. And picked up by Dable. Mulesville goes to Opelt. Three ball on the left side. There it hit the rim again and it rattled out again. Rebound into the hands of the Royals. Jaglinski, cross-court pass. Sarasaw. That one was blocked nicely by Opelt from behind. Dable going the other way. She takes it to the free throw line. Stops into the hands of Subkey, and they will start it again in the hands of Opelt between the circles.
I thought she almost walked on that one, Randy.
Coon, spinning, shot. Rolls off the backboard, rolls off the rim. Here come the Royals. Voller going to slow things up. Now she goes across on the left-hand side. Sarasaw, give and go. Schooley has it partially blocked, that time by Subkey. And ball to Dable, and just a little bit of a push that time by Jaglinski. For Jordan, her first. Royals have only committed three fouls all game long.
I know Coach Klein's going to be happy about that. Another thing I'd like to say quick is I've been impressed with the rebounding tonight from Claire Nelson.
Claire's just played a good game, right?
I mean, she's been there for some tip passes. She's been there for complete interceptions. She's been O boards, D boards. It doesn't matter. Claire has really stepped into that fifth starter role after Kendall went down from being the sixth man or sixth girl in to being the one of the starters. She's done a very good job so far.
Speaking of stepping in, Stublaski has been to the ballgame for Anna Schooley as. Warriors have possession in the forecourt with 15 minutes exactly to go in half number two, and the Royals leading it 29-21. Coon has the ball on her right hip. That's called triple threat position. You can pass, shoot, or dribble from there. And she decides to dribble, and Stublaski tears it away. And I don't know, for some unknown reason, that time the Nielsville Warriors went diving for it, and Ormond was unable to gather it, and she kind of slid out of bounds with it. I think that would have probably been off the Royals had she not done that, but Royals will take it. As we get Layla Walk back into the ball game. And we also get Stublaski with the jumper. A little short on that J that time. Braylon Anding, a freshman, comes in, and now Sarasaw with a poke from behind picks up her first personal, second team. Didn't see Miss Anding playing a whole lot this year, so we're going to add her to the roster here. Adling.
Nice try, Randy.
Thanks.
Nice try. I'm paying attention.
Somebody's listening. We're going to have a reach and foul. That's going to go against
Stublaski.
That's going to be number three. So Royals only have five fouls all night, but Riley's got three of them. So the Warriors will take it inbounds, and they'll go on top.